Throughout the growing season, each week, the National Agricultural Statistics Service Northwest Regional Field Office releases county crop comments for Oregon and Washington for the week ending June 22, 2014. Chelan and Douglas County, recent precipitation saved the dry land crops. However, yields will still be significantly reduced. Both Chelan and Douglas counties have been designated as disaster counties due to drought. Sweet cherry harvest began and was proceeding at full speed. Harvest continues until early August. Rains did not seem to negatively affect the crop. Reports from the orchards and packing houses were very positive, as there have been near optimum growing conditions for the crop. Yields were holding at pre-harvest estimated levels. Pears and apples continued to enjoy the same good weather and were developing well. Franklin County. Temperatures at the beginning of the week were cooler, with highs in the mid-60s to 70s, and by the end of the week in the 80s to low 90s. One good rain event occurred on Monday, averaging 0.18 inch throughout most of the county. Fresh pea harvest was finished up for the most part, and some fields were being worked for the second crop of sweet corn. The second cutting of hay continued to go down, and in some fields was being put up and or green chopped. Sweet cherry harvest was very active all week, with the exception of Monday. So far, no rain split damage has been reported. Asparagus harvest continued and was complete by the end of the week. Kittitas County. Average temperatures were generally warmer than normal, varying from a low of 45 degrees to a high of 89 degrees, and no precipitation was received during the week. The average wind speed was 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Hay harvest was in full swing, with producers getting the hay off the fields and under cover. Klickitat County. Conditions continued to be very dry. Cooler temperatures were received during the week, with highs in the mid-60s to the lower 80s. Cool nights brought temperatures in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Winds decreased and humidity increased by the end of the week, but no precipitation was received. Fire danger increased with the drier conditions. It was very early in the season for brush fires that cropped up and were quickly put out. Good haying weather continued, and irrigated hay fields grew quickly for the second cutting. Summer fallow cultivation and fertilization was still in progress. Wheat fields could use a bit of rain to assist kernel fill. Livestock were doing well, and home gardeners harvested spinach before it bolted. The first raspberries were ripening. Yakima County. Mild weather during the early part of the week with scattered showers contributed about 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation. Daytime highs stayed in the mid-70s, and by the end of the week, temperatures increased to above 80 degrees. Sweet cherry harvest continued, with the major varieties, Bing and Rainier, coming in. Fruit quality was good, but persistent winds created some bruising of the delicate Rainier crop. Earlier varieties of apricots, blueberries, and raspberries were harvested during the week. Apple and pear crops developed color and looked very good. Some producers needed to prop up limbs due to being overloaded with fruit. Green beans, beets, peas, radishes, and zucchini were plentiful on vegetable stands. A second cutting of hay and alfalfa was spotted in some areas of the county. Average temperatures were generally warmer than normal, varying from 8 degrees below normal to 5 degrees above normal, and there was a trace of precipitation received during the week. Eastern Washington. Lincoln County. Weather conditions were cool during the week, and rain in some areas of the county was appreciated. However, the moisture was too late for winter wheat in the southern parts of the county. Spring wheat will need more rain to achieve average yields. The drought was having significant effect on forage ground. Northern Oregon. Wasco County. Cherry harvest was in full swing, and crop expectations were good. Umatilla County. Hot, dry weather provided opportunity for wheat fields in the west and central parts of the county to begin turning. Seed corn was growing well. Potatoes were blooming, and onion tops reached about 12 inches in height. Wallowa County. Moisture during the first part of the week helped dryland crop and range conditions. More precipitation was forecast. Coos County. Temperatures continued cool but seasonal, with only a trace of precipitation during the week. Average high temperatures were slightly above the five-year average. The region remained seriously behind in weather year precipitation, and the deficit continues to grow. Low and sub-irrigated pastures remained in good condition, but the hills were drying out. Fruit production in the area looked good, while prices continued to be lower. The prospects for adequate summer water continued to diminish. This has been the Crop Progress Weather Report for Central Washington, Eastern Washington, and Northern Oregon counties, as submitted to the Northwest Regional Field Office of the National Agricultural Statistics Service in Olympia. This is KBGD LP FM Radio in Goldendale.